Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker. And yes, I am back to give you a dose of vitamin E. Let me tell you something. Honey, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I just want to encourage you, mental health and mental illness are two different things. Mental health, if it's not taken care of, will open the door to mental illness, which is where we get anxiety, depression, bipolar, like all these other things start to happen because we didn't take care of our mental health. Our mental health has to be taken care of. I just want to encourage y'all. Y'all see how I came out the gate with it. Y'all, check your mental health. Check your mental health. I'm telling you, in these relationships, in these jobs, in these activities that you engage in, how is your mental health? Don't wait for man to say May is Mental Health Month. Check your mental health. Check your mental health now. And let me help you today. Your mental health is, it's like your immune system. How we take the vitamin C and how we take our vitamins to keep ourselves fortified against viruses or getting sick. That's what your mental health is. We have to make sure that we are doing what needs to be done to keep our mental health together. Because if we don't, honey, there's going to be a crack in the foundation. And the crack in the foundation is going to lead to mental illness, which is something that's more severe. You see what I'm saying? So head it off now. But I just want to help you. I want to help you. These are signs that you should be checking your mental health. And sometimes, now you know, I'm real big on the ship and I'm riding ships on out. I'm talking about your relationships. I'm talking about all of this is tied into one. Check your mental health in whatever ship that you are in. And what are some of the signs that you may need to be checking your mental health? If you don't find joy in what you used to, whatever ship you're in, put this there. If you're not finding joy, I'm telling you, that's a sure sign, honey. Your mental health is, baby, is waving. It's waving. It's trying to flag you down. You know, because sometimes we can get stuck in something and we just think that it's the norm. And even though we're not fully satisfied in that thing, we just stay in it until it progresses and progresses and progresses. So another sign that you should be checking your mental health is if you feel down or distracted more often than not. That's a sign right there, love. That's a sign. That is a sign that your mental health, you need to step back and you need to reassess the situation. When you start feeling like you have to be isolated from other people, from other things, I'm just going to step back. Your mental health is screaming. Let me tell y'all something. Mental health is as important as gas is to a car, as food is to our body, as water is to our body. We need to take care of our mental health. And sometimes taking care of our mental health, we're going to have to cut some people out and off from us. Because your mental health, if your mental health is not good, you're not any good. So your mental health, I'm passionate about mental health. As a therapist, as a social worker, I am passionate about taking care of your mental health. And I'm finna pull back a little bit because as I'm talking to you, I'm getting emotional about it because people don't take their mental health serious. they don't take their mental health serious enough to say, whoa, let me do a self-check. Let me step back and reevaluate the ship that I am. The ship that I am in, is it helping me or hurting me? The ship that I am in, is it elevating me or is it pulling me down? You know the signs, and you don't need nobody's permission to say, hey, take your mental health day, take your mental health break. You don't need it. When your body starts feeling some type of way, that's a sign for you to say, wait a minute, let me pull back some. When you start neglecting yourself to take care of somebody else or something else, oh, well, I ain't gonna worry about it. I'll do it later. Oh, I'll take care. No. Your mental health is screaming for attention. Let me tell you something. Your mental health is like a newborn baby. That newborn baby cannot do nothing on its own. You have to feed the baby. You have to change the baby. You have to burp the baby. You have to rock the baby to sleep. You have to make sure that the baby is safe. So the same thing I'm saying about your mental health. Check the ship that you're in. If you feel yourself becoming angry and bitter often, you just flip at somebody say something to you, somebody look at you the wrong way. It's like you find yourself becoming irritable or frustrated quickly about stuff that's not even, why you blowing up behind that? Why you acting like that because that happened or they said that? Check your mental health. Check your mental health. Your mental health, you know, that check engine light that be on in your car, that's your mental health. And what happens when we don't take care of that check engine light in the car? Yep. That's the same thing that's going to happen if you don't take care of your mental health. And when you find yourself dreading your daily routines, stuff that goes back to the first thing, stuff that you used to enjoy doing, or even people that you used to love being around or being with, but now you start dreading them. Or you start dreading doing those activities or daily routines that you know you need to do. Check your mental health. Your mental health is the first line of defense to make sure that it protects your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, your mental health. And I'm telling you, sometimes we know what it is. We know who it is that's really like triggering or really that's making us feel out of whack. I was reading this quote and it says, when your spirit, when you go around somebody and you feel some type of way, hey, they're saying like, something ain't right. Something's not right. So the same thing with your mental health. I generally don't tell you what I need you to do because you ain't got to do nothing. But I'm going to need for you to start taking care of yourself and putting yourself first and start checking in with you. Start checking in with you and start making sure that you're getting enough of what you need to run on full. Not to run on a half a tank, not to run on a quarter of a tank, but for you to run on full. And first and foremost, let me help you with this. Your mental health. Start forgiving yourself. Start with that first. Forgive yourself for not taking care of your mental health. Forgive yourself for not putting you first and making sure you are okay. You know, when you go flying on the plane and before they take off, you know, they make us do the drills. And before you take off, they'll tell you, you know, where the mask is. They'll tell you where they are. But on that plane, they always say, make sure you put your mask on first. Then you assist somebody else. So it's the same thing with your mental health. Make sure that you are putting your mask on first, taking care of you, and then assist someone else. And while you're checking on your mental health and you are getting yourself together, please listen. No is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence. Love yourself enough to put yourself first and set boundaries. And I know sometimes we can go on a path for so long until we become numb to what we need. It's easy for us to tell you what someone else likes, what they don't like, what they love to do, what they won't do. But when it comes to you, it's hard for you to talk about yourself because you don't focus on yourself, because you're too busy focusing on others. But I encourage you, if you do not have a therapist, and if these signs have really spoke to you and you have agreed to what has been said, get you a therapist where you are. Get you a therapist. And if you've got a therapist, y'all know I'm a good old coach for you. We can put some things in order, but I'm going to need for you to love yourself enough to put yourself first. First and foremost, to forgive yourself. And it's never too late. As long as you have breath in your body, and as long as you have the ability and you have the mindset to want to do better, you can do better. I oftentimes quote to you guys, Dr. Seuss, those that mind won't matter, and those that matter won't mind when it comes to you. But I'm telling you, you improving your mental health. And let me tell you, I know a surefire way that's going to help you with your mental health. Get in the Word of God. Get you a scripture a day, a scripture a week, talking about and learning about how much God loves you. Because see, when you know that He loves you just that much, you're not going to be able not to love yourself that much and understand that you are enough and you are worthy. So I just want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you today to get yourself together. Check on your mental. Check on your mental and learn to take breaks. Learn to take breaks. They're okay. Sometimes we need breaks to reassess the situation in the ship that we're in. Sometimes it's okay to take breaks to regain your wind, to regain your strength, to regain your clarity. It's okay, because in doing this, taking breaks, you're protecting your mental health. You're implementing things that are going to help you continue to thrive in life, opposed to just existing. So May is Mental Health Month. I encourage you to check your mental health. Check your mental health today. Assess every ship that you are in. Assess every ship that you are in. And if any of these points resonated with you, what are you going to do to change it for the better? Whatever ship that you are in, I encourage you today, honey, get your journal and start writing down some things and start reevaluating some things, because I'm telling you, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Yeah, come on, get your life together. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how in the world are you maintaining when they see you shaking like a leaf on a tree on a windy day? That means your mental health is not together. But let them know you understand that mental health is your first protection to you. And you're doing something different. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And y'all come on back. I'm going to be here for you. Come on back next week. All month of May, we're going to be talking about different things that are going to help you with your mental. That's going to help you readjust, to reassess every ship that you're in. So until the next time, y'all continue to trust God. Honey, there's a lot going on. But I'm telling you, if you go to God and you cry out to Him, He's going to hear and He's going to answer. But I want you to be ready for the answer that he give you now, okay? So until the next time, y'all be blessed and I'll holla. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now, step strong. Stay watching.